to Nerdy News. I am one of your hosts, Nish Mosantos, and over here we got...
David.
Okay. And over here we got...
Vanessa.
And over there...
I'm Emmett.
And okay. All right. So we're going to talk about the new Fantastic Beasts trailer and the new Avengers trailer that was just released. I think they're both very interesting to all fans around the world. For example, Avengers just broke the record for pre-sales that Black Panther had just held for such a short amount of time that it was out. I bought my tickets. I bought everyone's tickets in this room. So what did you think about the Avengers trailer?
I think everybody's gonna die.
And we're back to that, okay.
All y'all think that they're gonna save good characters, but they're not. They're gonna kill them. I mean,
I don't think they're gonna save good characters at all. I think they're all gonna... I think the old characters are gonna die. I think they're gonna leave, like, Doctor Strange, Guardians of the Galaxy, but not all of the Guardians. I think they're gonna leave, like, only a few Guardians.
I think pretty much, like, 3/4 of the original Avengers are gonna die.
Yeah. Captain America's gonna die. Iron Man's definitely gonna die. Iron Man doesn't have any more purpose than this. What is his purpose? To bring about the end of the film.
He's gonna die.
Oh, now you admit it. Now you admit it. Before this entire thing, he was saying that he was not gonna die. He was like, why would Iron Man die? Iron Man holds the team.
Again, he's not gonna die.
You just said he's gonna die.
He'll probably retire or...
What do you mean retire?
Like, from the superhero.
Iron Man doesn't retire from anything.
He's gonna get killed in the most brutal way.
Yeah, by Thanos. By Thanos himself. He's not even gonna send one of his little bodyguards to do anything. He's gonna kill him himself. Okay?
No.
Why not?
It's not gonna die.
Why do you keep saying
that? He's the face of Marvel.
Yeah, but there has to be a new face to Marvel.
Like what, Spider-Man?
Well, no, not Spider-Man. First of all, Marvel does not own Spider-Man. So it can't be Spider-Man. Didn't you read...
I still think it's gonna be...
Isn't it gonna be Guardians?
What?
The Guardians of the Galaxy?
Yeah, they're in like 70% of the movie with Thanos.
Well,
almost all of it is Guardians and Thanos.
Well, to be fair, Gamora was like his daughter.
Yeah, they showed it in the trailer.
Yeah.
They actually showed when he went into
when
Gamora's,
he went to go, yeah, and
Gamora's
he stole her.
And he stole her, and then he had like everyone.
I want to know that story because I don't understand.
Like enslaver or something.
Yeah, I don't understand how Gamora became his daughter, even though he like stole her from somewhere. How did that happen?
I don't remember.
Okay.
Because they changed it. They changed it for a movie.
I think Drax is gonna die too.
Yeah, I think Drax is a little too reckless, and he's gonna die.
Who?
Drax.
The gray, bald guardian who's,
yeah,
like, very literal.
Drax?
Played by the guy,
yeah,
who's Batista.
Oh, my God.
Who?
He was a Bond villain.
Drax in Guardians of the Galaxy.
What? I forgot. Who?
You don't remember who Drax is?
Oh!
Oh,
holy
my God.
Shit. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
My bad.
What happened?
Well, yeah.
He gonna die.
Yeah.
Maybe Rocket?
Nah.
Why
I think
not?
Groot's gonna die again.
No, I don't think they would kill Groot, because I think they're gonna make Groot turn into that like mega Groot.
King Groot?
Yeah, King Groot.
I don't know, I don't wanna speculate anything about the movie, to be honest.
Miss Neutral.
I just wanna see the movie and just be surprised in there.
Well, I mean, you're gonna
to be
surprised
honest.
Even when you speculate.
No, it's just I don't No, it's just I don't want to speculate anything. Like,
why not?
I don't want to think that somebody's gonna die or something. I just
want to go to the movie theater
and just see the movie.
But that's what the fun is, being like, oh my God, I told you he was gonna die. No, he's not gonna die.
No. I just want to be surprised. Like, all right. Oh my God! And crying and everything or something. No.
Alright, so who do you think is gonna die?
I think Drax is definitely gonna die. I think Iron Man is definitely gonna die. Captain America is dead. And if they include Hawkeye in this movie, he is dead.
Yeah, where is Hawkeye? What's going on with Hawkeye? They, like, left him out of the poster. And then, like, his...
He's going to be, like, the freebie. He's going to be like, guys, we got this. And Thanos comes in and just dies immediately.
No, and then the Russo brothers had, like, the excuse for him not being in the poster is that, like, Hawkeye is out doing his own thing. I'm like, so is he not in the movie
or
what?
With his family.
Like, yeah, but is he not in the movie or what? Watch Hawkeye be the one that, like, comes out and, like, kills Thanos. You're just like, what just happened? Like, Hawkeye is the secret weapon.
I don't know. I'm happy that everybody's in there. It's just that. I'm excited that all the worlds are sync and we're going to watch an awesome movie. It's just that. I just want to wait to see that movie in a theater with my popcorn.
You know what I really think is going to happen?
What?
Thor's not going to die. He's going to build a new Asgard. Is going to be king of Asgard.
I don't think Thor's going to die anyway.
I think Loki might die.
Yeah,
Loki might die, finally.
I think this is his final death where he doesn't come back.
Yeah.
Then he'll come back.
Hopefully. Then he'll come back, yeah.
Then he'll come back, but not in Avengers or Thor. He'll come back as, like, something else.
But anyways, even though they show bits and pieces of more footage, I'm just happy that they didn't show the whole movie.
Well, I don't think they were going to show the whole movie anyways, because they're being very secretive about this. I mean, this is only, like, the second actual trailer they released, and they're giving you pretty much the same things they gave you in all the other trailers.
And then, for some reason, we're back in New York.
Yeah. They're not showing you that many new things. Well, isn't the Avengers based in New York?
No. Well, they were for a time. But, They moved a lot.
What do you mean they moved a lot?
They moved the
Yeah, where were the Avengers headquarters in the last one?
New York? I don't know.
New York? What? Weren't we just talking about how it's not in New York?
My biggest concern is everything happens in New York and the Fantastic Four, not even mentioned.
Well, first of all, Fantastic Four is a terrible movie in the first place. And Disney owns none of it.
I don't care. They should have mentioned that, like, the Baxter Building or something.
Why? Why mention the Baxter Building when you can mention Tony Stark's buildings?
I don't know. I still think the Fantastic Four should have been in the movie.
I don't. I like the people they have in the movie. I think the people they have in the movie is enough. And more. I like that scene where Thor...
Everybody in there.
Everybody and their mother. I like that scene where Thor is like, I don't know, I guess he's really pissed. He must have, like, just found out that, like, pretty much most of his Asgardians have died.
I mean, he's getting his ass kicked.
Yeah, like, but like, in that one scene where he's like, he gets mad and, like, Rocket and Groot are watching him with the lightning coming down. That part is like he looks angry. Maybe that could be where he gets his new hammer. When he gets angry and, like, it just falls out of the sky into his hands.
Maybe.
Because, you know, Thunder God and stuff.
You know what?
No, that's not it. But there's another...
What?
There's another hammer.
What if...
It's not Mjolnir.
No, it's not.
What if...
And it's just a hammer axe.
Yo. What if...
Yo.
Yo. What if Hawkeye is in the Hulkbuster? And not Iron Man.
Why would Hawkeye be in the Hulkbuster? Can Hawkeye even do anything?
He ain't got no powers.
And it's like, Tony's gonna feel sorry. It's like, listen, dude, you got a bow and arrow.
Okay, here. but I mean, Scarlett Johansson don't got any superpowers either. She's kicking some butt.
It's not the same.
What do you mean it's not the same? Hawkeye has arrows. Scarlett Johansson has, like, knives and shit. And, like you know, her kung fu power.
She were trained.
Yeah, and Hawkeye was trained for fighting somewhat, not as great as she was, but he's...
Yeah, but he's dumb. He's got a bow and an arrow.
Why does Hawkeye have to be dumb? I like him.
Why not use a gun?
Okay, well...
He's got these ballistic-tipped arrows that move slow as hell through the air.
In that sense, why doesn't Captain America use a gun? Oh, Captain America...
Yeah, why doesn't he use a gun? Why doesn't he just carry around an M60? That'd be a lot better.
All Captain America does is use his hammer and his fists.
You need a shield?
Oh, yeah.
Captain America, what?
Sorry, I was thinking, I was still on Thor, I guess, yeah.
Yeah, no, for real. I mean, like, just, I mean, it makes sense. Like, huh, this thing only shoots, like, a couple hundred feet per second, and this one shoots a couple hundred thousand, or thousands of feet per second. This is better, and I can hold more.
You're fighting immortal beings. You're like, why would you...
So arrows are better for killing immortal beings
well,
than
no,
bullets.
No, but it's easier to aim.
So the okay, also, so this dude with, like, superhuman strength, he's more well-equipped using a shield than he would be using a 240 Bravo with, like, a belt of, like, 1,000 rounds.
I don't want to talk about this anymore. I want to move on from this conversation right here in this room.
I'm just saying, like...
Let's talk about something else.
Needs a rethink of strategy.
Well, in that case, then the whole Avengers need to rethink their strategies because they're going to get their asses handed to them in this movie.
Yeah.
Oh, no, wait. Now, as we're talking, guys, we're watching the trailer. Never mind. Cause I see, what's his name? I forgot. War Machine is in the trailer. He's in Wakanda.
Where
so
is he
maybe,
in the trailer?
It, right there.
Oh yeah, War Machine's in it.
Yeah.
He's gonna die too.
Yeah, but he's probably in the Hulkbuster suit.
War Machine?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they're gonna bring that girl. What's her name? The new Supergirl. She's not Supergirl, but you know what I'm talking about.
Scarlet Witch.
Miss Marvel?
Miss Marvel.
Or Captain Marvel?
Yeah,
yeah,
Captain Marvel. Yeah, that one. They're going to bring Captain Marvel in here. They're going to introduce her as a new Avenger.
I think Vision's going to die too.
Yeah, I don't see a point to Vision in the first place. Vision is just kind of like he's trying to be wise, but not really. He's like, humanity is going to destroy themselves, but I'm here because they want me to be.
He just exists to get Scarlet Witch pregnant.
With what baby?
They have a baby.
I know, but which one?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't remember.
David?
What?
What baby does Scarlet Witch have?
A baby?
Yeah, doesn't she have a baby with, what's his face, with Vision?
She had two?
Which ones? No, I was thinking
about but there were, the first they were like demonic visions from her powers, and then they were not, and then they came back to whatever vision, they came out of that vision, they, I don't know. It was weird. It's a weird time for Scarlet Witch.
Okay. Does she die? Do you think she's going to die in this movie?
No. She's part of the new Avengers, I bet.
She has to. I think she has to be. I think she's going to be, like, one of the, like, old people in the new Avengers. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What about Ant-Man? Where was Ant-Man in the trailer? And where's Ant-Man in the poster?
Well, for sure, he's not going to die.
Well, no, because he has another movie coming out.
Yeah, like, 3 months after.
Maybe he's on the, like, cover, but he's the size of an ant.
It's probably the cover.
Ooh, Emma, you figured something out. Ooh. Oh my god.
That's his power. That's literally what he does.
Yeah, but he can also get large.
Yeah, but he can also get small.
Okay. And your point
that
is.
That was his OG power.
Okay. I'm gonna look up the Avengers poster. Let's see. Are you looking it up too?
Yeah.
You're trying to see if he's in it? I don't know. Oh, why does the poster look like Thor's poster? You know what I mean? Like, everyone's comparing it to the Thor poster. Because, like, Iron Man has his, like, hands out. And doesn't Thor do the same thing pretty much in his poster in Ragnarok?
No, he has, like, the cross, two swords crossing, like...
But he's in the middle, just like he is. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think that I don't know where Ant-Man is in this poster. Ant-Man is nowhere in this poster. Ant-Man, have you found Ant-Man? Is he on Hulk's shoulder? Is he on Spider-Man's shoulder? He's on no one's shoulder. Okay. No one's answering me. I'm here by myself, guys.
Well, you found that
as an ant.
Huh?
You found him?
No, I can't find Ant-Man anywhere. Ant-Man is like literally nowhere to be seen in this poster. There's like, I don't know, there's Winter Soldier and Hulk and Wakandians and Spider-Man being weird.
Teenage. Even she is a little.
Yeah, even Mantis is on it, but like, there's no. They left out Ant-Man and they left out Hawkeye. That was like the important part, apparently.
I don't know. See, right on top to see. If,
even the Asian guy from Doctor Strange is in it, but no one else is in it.
It's not important.
Apparently, he's not important. He's not gonna be in this movie very often. It's fine, guys. He's just gonna like. Be nobody. That's all. What else did we see in the trailer?
Black Panther's sister's holding a hologram of Vision.
Yeah, why is that?
I don't know. I think she's gonna fix him after after Thanos takes the.
Or maybe she's planning on like saving him before he even takes the Infinity Stone away from him.
No. I mean,
why not? Because like, if he loses it, he did.
Right there.
Right. That is not Ant-Man. That is a rock.
That's Ant-Man.
That is a rock. That is not Ant-Man. That is literally a rock.
It looks like a guy bent over.
It does not.
It doesn't look like a guy bent over.
That is a little piece of rock.
That's Hawkeye.
No, that is not Hawkeye.
That's Ant-Man.
Oh, my God.
Ant-Man is in the poster.
Oh, Ant-Man is not in the poster. What section did you find that on?
It's the lower right or lower left-hand corner.
Never mind about that War Machine being the Hulkbuster.
Why?
I have the image. There's Falcon, there's War Machine, and then there's Hulkbuster. I still think Hulkeye's gonna be in it.
In Hulkbuster.
In the Hulkbuster.
I don't think Hawkeye's gonna be in the Hulkbuster.
I think it's gonna be.
Why would he be in the Hulkbuster?
It's not
a science.
What is he gonna do after he runs out of arrows?
Hawkeye gonna die too.
He's gonna have stones. Or have stones.
You know whose purpose is confusing?
Who?
Groot's purpose. Because Groot is a teenager, and in pretty much all the trailers, you just see him texting on his phone. Like, what is his purpose?
He's in it though.
Why? Yeah, but why is he even in the trailer?
Maybe
diversity.
Maybe he gives Thor the new hammer.
How?
Maybe he was building it with a rocket.
He's got some space age stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
It's just like we saw it on the Funko Pop.
Yeah.
Like the hammer doesn't look legit. It looks like something was built like last minute.
Like maybe Groot, maybe like Rocket had like this piece of rock. And then Groot, like, just came over with the, like, fucking, like, the wood from his hand. And that was it. Like, maybe that's what happened.
Maybe.
Oh, there's a picture where somebody, like, put Ant-Man in Captain America's beard. And they're like, this is where Ant-Man is, guys. He's in Captain America's beard. Front and center. You know what else is weird? I think it's kind of hard really telling who's the, like, the Avengers front person, the captain. Because it's technically Captain America, but Iron Man tends to act a lot
like
the
captain. Yeah, but in spirit, Captain America is still the leader.
Well, yeah, because
everyone knows he's the leader.
Because they're always like, Captain, and then he's always telling them what to do.
Yeah.
Well, if you go off of the poster, it looks like Peter Parker is in charge because he's in the front.
No, if you look by it, it looks like Iron Man's in charge because he's in the middle.
That's not how that works. But
I'm just saying, that's what it looks like to me. Okay. What, the poster?
Yeah.
Well, might as well see the poster. All right, let's talk about Fantastic Beasts. What do we see in Fantastic? I think Fantastic Beasts is going to come a long way from the first movie.
Dumbledore's in it, that's enough.
That is very interesting.
That is enough for me.
Yes, I can't wait to see.
I love Dumbledore.
You know what I want to know? I want to know if he has the Elder One with him at this point.
I personally think they're trying to mount the series and it's going to be trash.
You think that about every movie?
Cursed Child was trash.
You think that about every movie? Cursed Child, that's just the book.
Yeah, and it is canon now, and
but
it's
did
trash.
You, but did you read it?
No, but I read about it.
Exactly. But did you read it?
I read it's dumb.
No, you didn't read it. Then you wouldn't know.
You know what I think is really curious about the trailer? For some reason, in the first Fantastic Beasts movie, and this one, they seem a lot more powerful.
That's true.
Than when they showed it in Harry Potter. Not because they were kids, but every wizard, for some reason, in here, they look a lot powerful than what they did.
Yeah.
Which I like.
I don't like that this pretty much just seems like the same thing of Harry Potter. It's like, oh, there's a bad wizard who's a dick and wants to kill everyone and we don't like him, so we're going to spend the whole movie trying to fight him. It's pretty much the same story, just with different characters and like different time setting. I don't think it's going to be good. I think it's like a cash grab and it's not going to be good.
I can see that, but...
It's just those movies are like... It's like a chapter of the whole story. Is you cannot see a separate as a superhero movie. You have to see like the whole thing in a universe and just see a chapter of it. That is my point of view.
I don't necessarily feel that like it has to be judged against other movies, but I feel like J.K. Rowling has kind of given off this vibe that she gave away all her money or spent all her money, and she's just trying to put out as much stuff as possible so she can get her money back again or get rich again. Because that's what it seems like to me.
I don't think that's it. Because J.K. Rowling has enough money with just Universal Studios by itself. Everything she sells from Universal goes to her.
I just think it's a way to show everyone how powerful we such are.
I think
like how they were when they were at their peak.
I think that she had thought already about like a basis story for Harry Potter. Like, yeah. I think everybody has a background. She's trying to show us it.
By the end of the Harry Potter movies, I was already tired of Harry Potter. It's like someone just kill him or do something because these kids do nothing.
I liked it.
I mean, I loved them. Yeah. Don't get me wrong. It's just. Every wizard I like was either Dumbledore or Sirius Black.
And Dumbledore died.
And Dumbledore died.
It was so sad. But then you realize that he was terrible. Yeah, he was like terrible. A bad guy. And you're like, Dumbledore, how dare you?
In the books?
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't read
it. In the movie a little bit.
The movie should have ended with Harry dying and Neville just murdering Voldemort because he could have fulfilled the prophecy. Because pretty much the same thing that happened to Neville happened to Harry.
Yeah, but Neville's a little wuss.
And not at the end.
He's a little wuss anyway.
Not at the end.
He's still a little wuss.
You think Voldemort's gonna be in it?
Probably not. I don't think they're gonna bring him back. Why would they bring him back?
Because he's alive at that
point. I think they're gonna just mention him.
I don't understand the whole point of Fantastic Beasts, because the first movie was all about Fantastic Beasts. How are you gonna call this one Fantastic Beasts Grindelwald? And not really have a bunch of Fantastic Beasts. I mean, I guess they're going to have a few Fantastic Beasts.
I mean, they're in there.
Because you see the trailer, they added a few new set here and there. But like, I don't know. It just seems different. Like, this isn't really his story. It's not really...
It seems forced, like they're trying to make a bunch of money.
Okay. I think it's still going to be a good movie.
I disagree.
You always disagree.
Yeah.
You don't like any movie.
That's not true.
It is true.
That's not true.
Okay. I don't know. I think Johnny Depp is going to be really cool in it. Actually getting to see him in this entire
film. I didn't really like him. I didn't like that reveal at the end. Like, at the end of... Because I liked... what's his name? Forgot his name. The other actor.
The Flash?
No, not the... He's in the movie too, but... Not the Flash, this dude, but the bad guy. The bad guy from the first movie.
Oh, okay, I know what you're talking about. I forgot too what his name is.
What the hell is his name?
I don't know.
What?
Grindelwald?
No, Grindelwald is
Johnny Depp. No, Grindelwald's the character. Like, I mean the actor.
The one that was feeding the little kid bad lies.
Yeah. I thought he was way better than Johnny Depp.
He was pretty good. That is true. Let's see, his name is, I'm looking it up.
It's your face.
Your face is his name.
Your face.
Okay, Graves.
What?
Graves. Like Graves? Like Graves on the ground. Graves.
Played by Colin Farrell.
Yeah.
Colin Farrell.
Uh-huh.
There you go. Not Graves.
Well, his character's name is Graves.
Oh, I'm talking about the actor.
Okay, well, Colin Farrell. Colin Farrell was good. But I think Johnny Depp is gonna, I don't know, he'll either make it Pirates of the Caribbean or he'll make it something new or not really anything new because it's Johnny Depp. And he kind of seems to act the same, doesn't he?
Yeah. I think he did too much acid when he was younger and now he's just fucking loopy. That's seriously how he acts in real life. He's just out there.
How is he just out there? I think he's doing these
movies. Have you ever seen him speak?
I think he's doing these movies because
he's watch a video of him speaking. He's just like this dude's barely fucking conscious.
He sounds like he's normal. Like he sounds normal. Okay. What?
He lost himself.
How does he love
doing
himself?
Too much characters?
No, he loves spending money.
He likes spending money. That's why he makes a lot of movies.
But I'm really curious about this. They showed Ezra Miller's character twice.
Where?
In the trailer. It's,
where are you seeing this? Because I do not see this anywhere.
Girl, you need to pay attention.
I pay attention
you
to what's
You need to pay attention. It's twice in the trailer. There is. It's Flash face.
Yeah, why is he on that?
And then he gets mad and it explodes. And then there's a scene in the trailer where it's like releasing whatever power he had in the first movie, which I don't remember.
Okay.
Which is pretty... All right, here we go.
That's him? That's him?
And that's the weird thing he had inside.
How do you know that's the weird thing he had inside? How do you know that's not something else?
People my sister don't know how to watch movies. That's what I'm saying.
You don't know how
to I know watch how to... Girl?
Girl?
Do you remember that he becomes like some kind of big ass
yes,
shadow?
Yes, I remember that. Yeah.
Yeah, that's
the whole
point
of the movie.
That's what he was releasing.
Well, how do you know he's releasing that? How do you know it didn't come towards him and he tried to stop it and take it away? How do you know that's not what happened?
Girl.
You don't know which direction it was coming.
Girl.
Boy.
Look at his hand.
Okay.
And look at the direction. Oh my God.
You rewinded it all the way back.
Hold on. I got it. See? It's going away.
And who is that next to him?
I don't know.
Okay.
Just a new character.
What if she's like a bird? Because she looks like she's dressed like a bird.
What?
What do you mean? She looks like she's dressed like a bird. I don't know. You know, like her dress is just bird-like.
Bernie, I'm really curious about...
Do the transfiguration.
What's
yeah, exactly.
going on with him? And then after that, they show like... I think that's Grindelwald in it.
In what? What is that?
I think your LASIK surgery was a failure in this one.
I'm just saying. I'm trying to figure out what you see. That doesn't look like Grindelwald because Grindelwald has blonde hair.
They don't show his hair.
He has a hat.
Whatever.
And he's like.
Oh, maybe it's Dumbledore.
He looks clean. Grindelwald is dirty.
Maybe it's Dumbledore.
Grindelwald's dirty looking fool. And who exactly is Grindelwald? What did he do that was so bad?
He's a dick.
Didn't he like murder a lot of wizards?
Is that what happened?
Basically, OG Voldemort.
Basically, yeah.
So Voldemort was not OG?
No, because Grindelwald's the OG.
Because, well, I mean, I guess I could accept that because Voldemort was just like, Avada Kedavra, everyone.
What?
Up in this bitch.
No, I'm saying he's the OG because he's older.
Well,
he was an adult when Voldemort wasn't even
okay,
born
but
yet.
He died before Voldemort ever did.
Okay. Biggie Smalls died before other rappers and he's still considered OG rapper.
I don't know.
Hey, okay, so Gerald Grindelwald was considered to be the second most dangerous dark wizard of all time. So, yeah.
Okay, but why?
So, OG
he was expelled from a school, which is not Hogwarts. For dark experiments.
That seems to be everyone's problem in Harry Potter.
Because it's just a fucking rehash.
Emmett is back to this.
And they're like,
go on a rant.
Need more money.
Oh, he wanted...
Give me more money, please. Here's some crap you can eat. It's not good, but it's Harry Potter, so you might like it.
I liked the first one. Did you not like the first one?
No, the first one was fine. It's just this is basically Harry Potter 2.
He wanted to do like some kind of gang or something against Muggles and then destroy the Muggles.
So literally the same thing Voldemort was going to do.
Yeah, pretty much.
Gee, this all sounds very familiar. I don't know.
against it?
Because I don't like being misled. I don't know.
You're not being misled. If you don't want to watch it, don't watch it.
I mean, I'm going to watch it so I can talk crap on it, but...
You're going to watch it because I'm going to make you watch it. That's why you're going to watch it, isn't it? That's why you're going to watch Avengers, because you didn't want to watch Avengers.
Yeah.
What do you mean, eh?
Yeah.
Eh.
I don't like watching half a movie and then waiting like a year for the other half to come out. I just want to watch it all at once.
Then you're going to be disappointed about Infinity War.
Oh, it's going to be like 2 years.
It's going to be like, yeah. Yeah.
I'm just gonna wait.
Yeah,
no,
it's gonna be like a year and a half after the.
It's gonna be the next year, yeah. Kind of like they do with 50 Shades of Grey or something.
It's still a long time.
You know, our dad did not know that Avengers had two parts in it.
What? The Infinity War?
I was like, and then we have to wait for part two. He goes, what? There's a part two?
Oh.
I was like, yes, dad, there's a part two.
I would rather just.
We
need to
talk about this after we talk about.
I would rather just in a year like take the day off and watch 5 hours of Avenger movies.
Yeah. What?
Because I don't want to wait a year.
What were you gonna talk about, David?
All right. In another topic, DC just announced they're gonna do the New Gods.
The new what?
The New Gods.
Gods? What is that?
It's a movie. That's where Darkseid comes out.
Alright, Melissa had to step out to go to the bathroom, so we have a substitute here is John. John, what do you think about this entire thing?
Well, from what I hear, I don't like that movie either. It's like another movie of a different time of Harry Potter. It's like, no.
No. David, what is this God thing you're talking about?
The New Gods?
Yeah.
It's where Darkseid came from.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're in DC now?
Yeah.
So we jumped from Marvel
to Harry Potter to
DC.
I got excited. I'm sorry.
Okay, so what is it a movie?
It's a movie.
Okay. The DC's The New Gods get a wrinkle in time direction. What does that mean?
Girl.
Explain. Explain to our listeners what this is.
This is a movie where the New Gods, which is Darkseid was one of the New Gods, I think. And then there was... Who was, dang it. Anyway, it's a New Gods movie, so they're gonna introduce Darkseid in it, finally.
Okay.
Which I'm excited for.
So Darkseid might be coming to not Avengers, I'm sorry, to Justice League?
Motherfucking yes. Yes.
Okay, but what is it gonna be like? Is he gonna fight someone special, or just an introduction?
They haven't mentioned much. All they said is Ava DuVernay?
Something?
That girl. From the thing she directed, The Wrinkle in Time?
Uh-huh.
She's going to be the director of it.
Wrinkle in Time doesn't...
Oh, she should not be the director of anything.
What? Are you being anti-feminist?
No, it's Wrinkle in Time.
And it's not
gonna... I don't know.
It's not going to be connected. It's not going to be connected to the... current DCEU lineup.
Okay. And you said this was a movie?
Yeah.
What?
I don't like the current DC lineup.
No one likes the current DC lineup except people that don't know what movies are.
Shut up.
Like David. He's all like, oh, I just love that Superman's in it with his handsome muscles. Because David's got a man crush on Henry Cavill. Speaking of which, did you see that they killed him in Google?
Yeah.
That was fun. Yeah, like March 8th, he was like, I didn't know I died. All right. That will conclude our second episode, but really our first. And we are going to sign off with...
David.
Emmett.
Nishma.
And substitute...
John.
All right.